Despite threats, church planting continues in India's Orissa state. Christians help flood victims in Texas, and Bible Pathway ministers to an underreached people group in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A church planter working in India's Orissa state was recently threatened by a mob while leading a prayer meeting. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers says many feel evangelistic work is a direct threat to their country. Anti-conversion laws exist in Orissa, provoking strong reaction.
Mostly the threat of physical violence or even death, trying to intimidate these Christian workers into stopping their activity. This is happening more and more in Orissa. We met with 15 different ministry organizations that we've been helping, and they're all reporting this kind of opposition in their work.
Stravers says it's almost like the persecution energizes their team.
Their attitude was extremely positive, almost praise the Lord, we're experiencing severe persecution. In fact, our staff member who leads our ministry in that state said he's never had so many requests for help, he's never had so many volunteers of Christian workers.
Next, last week, unrelenting rains in Texas devastated thousands of families. At the time of the report, 11 people had died from the flooding. World Vision is responding with much-needed aid, clothing, hygiene products, and diapers for the children. Many corporations donated to World Vision's efforts through their Gifts in Kind program. Weather forecasts predict the disaster area could see more rain. Pray for the families who lost loved ones and for everyone who's currently displaced. You're listening to Mission Network News. Native American youth are using drama to not only deepen their faith, but to share with others the good news of Jesus Christ. MNN's Joel Hill is with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries and tells us more.
Nephthali Toms works with Native Americans in Arizona using serious and funny skits to share the gospel. Tom says while the stories may be humorous, the message is clear.
The main thing obviously is just Christ, that they will have the Spirit of God in them because he's going to be the one to direct their paths, and he's the only one who can transform them. I don't want them to go away with, again, some fluffy message of there's a God out there somewhere or somebody died for me, but more personal, this God only died for me. He must love me so much.
Tom says the youth are open to a visual representation of the message they're hearing from speakers, challenging them to stand up for their faith and lead their friends to Christ. Warrior Leadership Summit ends this week with Native teens spreading out across North America to share Jesus Christ. I'm Joel Hill for Mission Network News in Roche, Missouri.
Meanwhile, America's underreached people group are widely known to be Native American Indians. Bible Pathway Ministries' Rita Guerrera describes the ministry of an elderly woman in Arizona who recognizes the needs unique to the people who consider themselves the First Nation, the Navajos.
Indians come in from all over, and they get the food and the clothing, and she ministers to them because they come in their trouble and they've got problems. So over the years, she's been ministering to them, and then every now and then they'll have a revival on the reservation.
The woman they're supporting says the Navajo Nation has a spiritual thirst that's not easily satisfied. In fact, Guerrera says
they always need Bibles. They need English Bibles and the Navajo Bibles. The second shipment is just going out. We're sending a full skid of Navajo Bibles. So we've taken some of the money that our supporters send in and bought these Bibles, and we're sending them Bibles and Best of Bible Pathways. And we're also including clothing and blankets.
And prayers were answered for missionaries in Tanzania in late June. After a rabies outbreak in the country, Grace Ministries International missionaries discussed buying vaccines. At the same time, a church in Seattle sent a financial gift to GMI. After deciding to purchase the vaccines, the missionaries received word about the $300 gift, the exact amount that they needed for the vaccines. Without treatment, rabies is a fatal disease. Praise God for this answered prayer. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International's making available Devin Webb's CD, The Path. Songs we hope will help you in your walk with God in the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devin Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.